Welcome to the National Gallery of Art Music Programs, offering a deeper understanding of the art of music. The National Gallery of Art presented cellist Narek Hakhnazarian alongside pianist Noreen Cassidy Pulera on Sunday, February 25, 2018, in the West Building, West Garden Court. Hakhnazarian was born in Yerevan, Armenia, into a family of musicians. His father, a violinist, and his mother, a pianist. Mentored by the late Mstislav Rostropovich, Hakhnazarian went on to receive an artist diploma from the New England Conservatory of Music in 2011, where he studied with Lawrence Lesser. Since winning the first prize and gold medal at the International Tchaikovsky Competition in 2011 at the age of 22, Hakhnazarian has performed with major orchestras across the globe and established himself internationally as one of the finest cellists of his generation. Strad magazine has described him as dazzlingly brilliant, and the San Francisco Chronicle hailed his performance as nothing short of magnificent. Pianist Noreen Cassidy Pulera is one of the most highly regarded and diverse chamber artists performing today. Her career has taken her to major music centers in the United States, Europe, and Asia. Recent performances have been at Carnegie Hall, Jordan Hall in Boston, and the Kennedy Center. In addition to her regular partnerships with Hakhnazarian, Cassidy Pulera also appears with Matt Heimovitz, Yo-Yo Ma, and Leonard Rose. Winner of the accompanying prize at the International Tchaikovsky Competition in 2014, she regularly collaborates with laureates of the Queen Elizabeth, Tchaikovsky, and Naumburg international competitions. The first piece we'll hear on the podcast is Johannes Brahms' second cello sonata in F major, opus 99, which was composed in the summer of 1886, 20 years after he composed his first cello sonata. Brahms adopted a pattern of composing during the summer and concertizing during the winter. Beginning in 1886, he made Hofstetten, on Switzerland's Lake Thun, his summer home for 3 years. It was here that he began the violin sonatas No. 2 in A major and No. 3 in D minor, as well as today's cello sonata No. 2, hence the common reference to these works as the Thun sonatas. An early review of the sonata by Eduard Hanslick, a music critic and friend of Brahms, stated that in this sonata, passion rules, fiery to the point of vehemence, now defiantly challenging, now painfully lamenting. He went on to describe how boldly the first allegro theme begins, how stormily the allegro flows. It's true that the passion subsides into quiet mourning in the adagio and fades away, reconciled, in the finale. But the beating pulse of the earlier sections still reverberates, and pathos remains the determining psychological characteristic of the whole. Thank you. The second selection from this concert, five pieces on folk themes for cello and piano, is a rarely heard work by Solhan Fyodorovich Sinsaji. Born in the Soviet Union, he was one of Georgia's foremost composers, and his familiarity with native folklore is ever present in his music. Originally a cellist, Sinsaji attended the conservatories in Tbilisi and Moscow and included composition in his studies. His compendium of musical works reveals expertise in a wide range of genres, including opera, ballet, the symphony, and the concerto, and exhibits the influence of fellow Soviet composers such as Shostakovich. Composed in 1950, Five Pieces on Folk Themes for Cello and Piano opens with a slow, pensive villain song on a carriage, which explores the full range of the cello. An energetic and driving pizzicato movement follows. The third piece, Sachidao, is a light romp, strongly flavored with folk harmonies and techniques that are subsequently tempered by Nana, a beautiful dialogue between the cello and the piano filled with warmth and expression. The composition concludes with a full-bodied, fiery dance. Nazarian and Cassidy Pollera end this concert with a wonderful encore featuring variations on a theme of Rossini by Niccolo Paganini, a piece originally composed for violin and piano. Performing the violin part on cello and playing on just one string, Hakhnazarian infuses this virtuosic piece with the fireworks one comes to expect with compositions by Paganini.
Thank you.
I hope you'll join us on a Sunday afternoon, fall through spring, as we continue our free concerts at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. For more information, please visit nga.gov/music.